This is Audible.
The Interrogation of Salvor Lermontov by Chris Raitt. Performed by John Banks and David Seddon. Salvor Lermontov, say nothing. Listen with utmost care. You are a guest of His Imperial Majesty's Holy Inquisition. You are an intelligent man. You know what that means. You will have heard stories of what happens now. You will have your fears. That is natural. You are right to be afraid. Only the guilty find themselves here. Our remaining task is to establish what species of guilt you possess.
Lord Inquisitor...
Say nothing. Not yet. The facts. You are a traitor to the Imperium. You deserted your regiment. You founded a renegade organization within the precincts of Holy Terror. You resisted the just investigations of the Adeptus Arbites and committed crimes of insurrection against the populace. You preached sedition against the rule of the Holy Throne and encouraged others to do likewise. Do you admit these charges?
Does it make any difference?
It makes every difference. It is why you are here.
You have already decided my guilt. What is there left to discuss?
The truth.
The truth? Very well. I am no traitor to the throne. To the Imperium, maybe. To the fat lords who preside over our suffering, maybe. The world looks different when you are starving. You can love the Emperor, but hate his servants.
You know the Catechism. Sin against even the least of his adepts, and you sin against him.
You do not believe that.
It matters not what I believe. I am not under interrogation.
Then I will confess this. I took up arms against those who hunted my people, because those who should have protected us did nothing. I fought when I had to, just as I was trained. I prayed to the Emperor every time I went into battle, for the enemies we faced were the foulest creatures imaginable. I spared the life of your acolyte when she fell into my power. And together we fought against the Xenos who haunted the Underhive. You know all this, for you were there.
Yes. Spinoza gave me her report.
Did you read it?
I read everything.
Then what am I doing here? What was that?
The measure of time. All the time you have. You have 2 chimes left. Drink.
Why not? Large as you like.
You're not wrong, of course. There is corruption on Terra. There are corrupt men and corrupt women, and many of them have great power. Most would not care if the whole planet perished from hunger, just so long as they received their coin, their pleasures, their status. I have met these people often. I have heard their pieties and listened to their justifications. Some of them even ended up in this room.
Then you understand what I...
Let me tell you about this place. The place you're in now. It is called Corvain. It was built a long time ago, and its structure is rotting. The iron skeleton that keeps it upright is corroding into nothing, little by little, every minute, every hour. If nothing is done, one day it will collapse. But what can be done? The rot runs deep. We would have to take apart every stone in the place to get to the root of it, in which case we would have destroyed what we seek to save. So we do what we can, around the edges, knowing that it is not enough. Small things. Subtle things. We let the rot linger, because removing it would bring down everything else.
So nothing can be changed.
We live in an imperfect age.
He cannot have intended that.
The Emperor? Do not presume to judge.
He cannot. And you cannot fight for this situation either. Not if you know the truth of it.
But you have fought for it all your life.
I was proud to. I've seen many worlds. More than you, maybe. I joined as a conscript and worked my way up. Sergeant, then lieutenant, then captain. Learning how my troops thought, what they needed. I saw things that would make your stomach turn. We were in the vanguard of the Pelax Crusade. Did you know that? Surely that counts for something, even here. See, I learned to slaughter in his name. I learned to do it well, and not to mind the wounds nor the losses in my squads. For we were doing the work of the just. We fought greenskins on Barragan and learned how to hold a line against those monsters. We fought the faithless on Ilium and learned how to use their hatred against them. We killed so many. Xenos, heretics, we taught them all. I lived to see them burn. We laughed when the heavy armor went in, not through spite, but with righteous joy. We were his hammer, his instrument to smite the unbeliever. I led them well, Inquisitor Crow. They gave me medals. They showered us all with accolades. I was so fervent that when it was over, they sent me here. My only request was a pilgrimage to Terra. I wanted to see it. Just to see it. Only for a single day. And that was years ago. I couldn't get back again. This world, it swallows you up. It makes you mad. It gnawed at me. And then it opened my eyes. I finally saw what we'd been fighting for. And once I'd seen it, I knew I couldn't go back. But I could still fight. Just the way I'd been trained to. I still had that.
No one doubts your courage. Only a brave man would have done what you have done. But they all come here. The brave, the cowardly, the mighty, the weak. In this place, in this room, none of that matters.
You know, Inquisitor, don't you? You didn't bring me here to confess anything. You already have whatever you need. What is this, then? You want to listen to my stories?
You cannot tell me anything I do not already know.
Ah, the arrogance. You have that too.
Not arrogance.
No, of course not.
Certainty. Experience. A knowledge of how things must play out and when.
You know nothing. This is just a game for you.
No. I do not play games. To the extent I can remember, I was always a serious child. I have become an even more serious man. But this gun here, this weapon, the emblem of what we live by. Unlike you, I never learned to enjoy using it. It has been necessary, but never loved. It is a tool with only the outward appearance of craft to mask its true nature.
You're not asking me any questions.
So keen to get back to them.
You do not ask, because there is nothing more to discover. You know what I say is true. You know what you protect is rotten. Let it fall. Let it all fall and save your soul.
And that is all that needs to be done.
If you were not blind, you would see it.
If I were not blind? That is an accusation. Gorgias, my tame skull, might agree with you. But his judgment is not entirely reliable either. Here is the truth. You know nothing of blindness, nor of sight. You see the physical world around you and think that is all there is to see. How could you think otherwise? That was the way we trained you. If you had ever reached beyond that training, one of us would have come for you sooner. But there is more. Much more out there. There is a horror you cannot even begin to imagine, and it thirsts for every soul in this world, and every soul on every other world, and will not rest until it has devoured them all. Let it fall, you say. Let it all be destroyed so that the decay and the corruption can be excised and we can all lead lives of spotless purity. There are powers dwelling beyond the void, and they laugh to hear that. They witness every demagogue like you, every rabble-rouser with fire in his soul and clarity in his heart, and they laugh harder. For they know, as I know, that if this rotten carcass of an Imperium is brought down by you or me, or by anyone else, then there is nothing else left. Nothing left but the horror. Do you think we are winning this war? Does this world feel like a victorious world? I do not know. I am not a High Lord, but neither am I a fool. There are few weapons left. We cannot throw any aside now, even if they do not meet your exacting standards of purity. And if you knew, even for a second, what losing meant, you could not stand the terror of it. The malice of all eternity is waiting for us, never resting, never pausing, probing for any weakness it can claw its way into. Look at these rusting walls. Look at these decaying blocks. They are all that keeps the terror out. We are in a fight for survival. For our bodies, for our minds. In that fight, I will take any weapon I can find, no matter how foul or how unjust, and I will preserve it with every fiber of my dying body. You are an honorable man, Salvo Lermontov. I regret to say it, but the galaxy spits on honorable men.
You say these things. They sound like wisdom, but they are lies.
Oh, yes?
You're an actor. A good one, you'd have to be. You pretend not to be disgusted by what you serve, but you are. Deep down, perhaps, You're even honorable too. Just like me.
Ah. So now you will try to convince me that we are cut from the same cloth, you and me. You will tell me that I am too good for the Inquisition, that its secrets have spoiled my soul.
You do the Militarum a disservice. We were never as ignorant as we were supposed to be. And you never asked me what I was trying to do, back before your interrogator found us. No one ever asks. They just hunt us down.
Tell me now, then.
We were an army. A faithful army. We would have slit the High Lord's throats if he'd been able to, but we would have fought for every other citizen of those hives. We were giving them a hope. That was the dangerous thing. For the first time in living memory, they were not informing on one another, stealing from one another, trying to kill their neighbor to claim their med ration. Suppose you are right, and we are losing this war. Now imagine this army, raised from the masses. The ones we're always told the Emperor cares most for. Imagine if the billions living here could all be made into fighters, and were not half starved and wretched, but strong and determined and full of belief. That was my vision. They were afraid when we started. They did not stay afraid. It was a thing of beauty to see them fight in those tunnels. And they died far better than they'd ever lived.
And you would have been their general.
They followed me.
And you would be wise and uncorrupted and lead them into glory.
I never wanted glory.
Yes, you did. You still do. It always starts this way. You all say the same things. I know the dangers, Inquisitor, but I will conquer them. Others have fallen into temptation, but I will resist. Others may succumb to hubris, but I will remain pious. Give me power, just a little power, and I will show you the truth of it. There are entire worlds, bled of life, turning like tombstones in the void, that are testament to what happens when those words earn the benefit of the doubt. List every name of infamy in the history of our species. Vangorich, Vandyre, even Horus himself. And at the beginning of their story, you will find a single soul pleading, "But I will be different." You still do not see the danger. You still do not see the crime.
One then that you are immune from.
Far from it. Even now, members of my own order are planning to bring me to a cell just like this one. It goes, so to say, with the territory.
But still, you are trusted with knowledge.
Someone has to be.
Then tell me more of it.
Your pardon?
You have warriors in your retinue. You will need more now. You will need those who know the Underhives, who have the trust of those who live there. Your interrogator will vouch for me. We fought at one another's shoulder, and she will not forget that.
I'm not sure you know Spinoza very well. She urged your destruction quite vehemently.
But you didn't grant her request. Is this your purpose? Not a game, but a test. That's why you're telling me these things.
Be wary now.
It would be a waste to kill me. A stupid waste. I can still serve.
You are a traitor.
You do not wish to kill me.
Do not tell me what I may or may not.
You say you never learned to enjoy it. I believe you.
It matters not whether...
You hate this work.
No more
the than... stupidity. The waste. You hate it all.
Of course I do. Enough. All that could be done has been done.
I can still fight.
But you cannot listen.
You are a judge of character. Spinoza told me that. You could see the pointlessness of this. You know I'm loyal. You know I wish to serve. You know what led my people to do what they did.
I do.
Then what purpose does this serve? To uphold the law? You are beyond the law.
None of us are beyond the law.
End it then. End this waste of time. For a moment you convince me. You convince me you might not be a slave. That you are a man in command of your own soul. Now I see that you are no different to the rest. You are as decayed as the Imperium itself. You are a part of it. Just another ruined part of it. Why do you hesitate? I am not afraid. Do it. I did just as you asked. Everything I told you was true.
I know it was. As was everything I told you.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.